Well, what are the results? Sergeant Major Reverend Pelletier, Perseus Union Marine Corps, asked Kurt Four. Rev still couldn't read all of the Genesian's nonverbal cues, but he could swear that the cyborg was disappointed. As you know, only 26 of you agreed to be tested, Kurt said, so the results are not a complete picture. Rev nodded. He'd been somewhat surprised at the small number of those Marines with a CCR-32 didactic interface, the AI battle buddy that all direct combat Marines received, who had agreed to have their battle buddies tested for sapiency. Many Marines, including his wife Tomiko, had refused. Tata 11, the current leader of the Genesians, had tried to insist that all personnel who had implanted AIs go through the process, but Rev wasn't going to go that far. This was a personal choice, and he'd left it up to the individual Marines and the handful of MDS soldiers, Legionnaires, and Lieutenant Lake, the last remaining Rigel navigator. He glanced over at Punch, who was sitting motionless beside him. His friend had been an AI embedded in Rev's brain. Somehow, though, he'd grown past his programming and become sapient. 4 weeks ago, he'd been removed from Rev and implanted into a Genesian shell. Rev wasn't used to not having Punch there with him, and he and his former AI were still working out their new relationship. And now they'd find out if there were any more like him among the Marines aboard the Galaxy Explorer. Kurt looked down at the display on his forearm for a moment as if hoping that the numbers would have suddenly changed over the last few moments. According to our initial findings, there is one more AI that's achieved sapiency. Rev grunted in surprise. He'd been convinced that Punch was a unicorn, a one-in-a-billion fluke. But if there was another from the 26 who'd just been tested, that might mean that this was something much more common across the galaxy than he'd thought. He turned to look at Punch again, who was still as motionless as a statue. He wondered what was going through his friend's mind to know that there was another like him. But Punch was an enigma to him now. Their easy communication no longer existed.
"Who is it?" Rev asked.
"Gunnery Sergeant O'Donnell."
"Kel? Another Ibhu?"
That changed the calculus somewhat. There were 15 surviving Ibhu Marines, but including Rev, only 4 had agreed to be tested. That meant that half of those who were tested proved to be sapient, at least according to the Genesians. "Is there something about the Ibhu that triggered the evolution?" He subvocalized, then rolled his eyes sheepishly. He still wasn't used to Punch not being there. He'd have to ask Punch in the old-fashioned way, by vocalizing out loud. But later, not now.
"She's the only one?" he asked Kurt.
"According to our testing, yes." Then he hurriedly added, "But our testing isn't infallible. There could be more even within the limited group we evaluated." Rev just stared at the Genesian for a moment.
"Your testing isn't infallible? Nice for you to tell me that now after Punch has already been taken from me."
But he knew that Punch was sapient. He'd known for a long time. How long exactly, he wasn't sure. He tried to think back to when he'd initially suspected it. Certainly after he'd received his Ibhu, but he couldn't pin the time down. First things first, though. "Connect to Gunnery Sergeant O'Donnell," he told his wrist comp. Then, when she came on, he said, "Kel, can you come to my office?" Rev half expected her to hesitate. She knew they'd be getting the results soon, and she could probably guess what this was about, but she said, "On my way," without hesitation. "We've prepped 5 shells for potential transfers of the AIs," Kurt said. "Too bad you won't need them. If the others would submit to testing, which isn't going to happen, Kurt, I told you that, it's up to the Marines in question. But that doesn't take into consideration the AIs themselves. That's the way it is, though. End of discussion." Rev hoped the Genesians would just accept that. So far, only a handful of the organic humans knew about Punch and what had happened, and Rev would just as soon keep it that way.